Are you going to go? My very special guest, from because it's time now for the Tops Wine of the Week. And the lovely Amanda is in the house. Amanda Mtembu is a wine expert. We are always very impressed when we encounter each other, because we don't only talk wine. We talk food, we talk fun, and we talk, you know, and with the Bolito Pro on the go, I suppose it's got lots of fun happening in and around Bolito at the moment. But now we're going to be turning our attention to the serious business of selecting for you a fresh idea for a wine of the week. And what have you brought with you today, Amanda?
I've got a Rickety Bridge Merlot today.
Now, the name Rickety Bridge doesn't strike me as familiar. Is it a new winery?
No, it's not a new winery. I can't remember exactly when the estate was established, but it's been around for some time now.
Rickety Bridge, and it's in Franschhoek.
It's in Franschhoek, yes.
I see that they have taken past accolades in the form of John Platter,
four stars. Yes.
So I would imagine, are we talking the same wine that won the four stars before?
Yes,
so
the same wine, the same vintage, just that it got the accolade last year in 2022.
Wow. So yeah. Now you're getting a chance to actually taste the wine that John Platter awarded very, very highly. It's a Merlot, and if you're a red wine lover, well, there it is. Now, what makes Rickety Bridge Merlot 21 so special that it won the award from Mr. Platter?
Well, it's got very good consistency, good flavor, good balance. It's not so heavy, not so light. When you're drinking it, you can actually tell that you're having a good bottle of wine.
Okay.
Well balanced, nice tannin structure, nice fruit flavor. It's got a bit of everything that you'd need in a wine.
Now, you know, Eamon and I have been talking over the past couple of weeks, because I was looking at Michael Fridgen talking about the new fashion, if you like, in the wine production industry in South Africa.
Which is?
Where he says that at last winemakers seem to have got the message that consumers are looking for more fruit than wood in their wine. In other words, the taste profile seems to have changed in favor of wines that are not as heavily wooded in terms of its flavor profile. How would this one rate?
Well, nice thing about this is that it's not overly wooded, because only a small percentage of the wine was aged in newer oak barrels, therefore making not having a big content of wood.
So do they age some of the wine in wood and then the rest aged in stainless steel?
Yes, some winemakers do that, but another good trick that they do is that they use like second, third, or fourth full barrels, meaning how many times the barrel has been used.
So it imparts less wood flavor.
It imparts less wood flavors, yes.
Okay, and that's
because the newer the oak, the smaller the oak barrel, the more content of wood is given to the wine.
And it's quite a process that people, I don't think that aren't familiar with it, are unaware of the fact that. It is a great product, but the flavor profile can be determined quite a lot by the way it's matured.
Yes, that is true. Probably you can use stainless steel tanks if you want to have the purest form of fruit, or you can use a cheaper version where you use staves. That's why you're using just wood chips.
Oh, so you add the flavor of the wood without it resting in the actual barrel.
In the actual barrel,
okay.
Yes.
Yeah,
or you can use a clay amphora, or you can use an oak barrel. And then oak barrels, they differ. You get French oak, you get American oak, you get a Hungarian oak.
Do they still use clay amphoras as an aging medium?
Yes.
Wow.
And trust me, the wines are beautiful.
Well, it's a very age-old technique, isn't it?
It is a very age-old technique. It adds a bit more minerality and clarity to the wine as well, making it almost creamy in a way.
Okay.
Without the use of wood.
But this is not one of those. This hasn't been
This is aged in oak barrels.
Let's have a taste. What we're looking for is notes of red cherry, ripe plum, layered with herbal nuances and hints of oak spice on the nose. There's the wood.
Yes.
A juicy palate with red currants and blueberries giving way to lingering dark chocolate flavors. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Well-constructed, well-structured with refined tannins and a lengthy finish. So, Amanda, my darling, don't you think we should take a little bit of a listen to some Michael McDonald while we have a sip? We pop the cork because it has a cork. We will then have a taste of this fantastic-looking Rickety Bridge Merlot and come back on the other side to tell you all about it. There's Michael McDonald, Keep Forgetting, and I tell you something. This rickety bridge, Merlot, has not overblown the balloon, as they say. It's not let anyone down. Notes of red cherry, ripe plum layered with herbal nuances, hints of oak spice on the nose, all of that and more. As I said to Amanda earlier, it feels like relaxing in a gorgeous leather armchair, one of those possible wingback chairs in a very sophisticated club, with a cigar in hand and a glass. That's what it feels like on the palate. It's smooth, but it's sophisticated.
Yes.
Very, very complex in the nicest way. Doesn't jar.
Because it's only 15% of newer oak, so it doesn't make the wine too big and too bold, because you don't want to have a big and bold Merlot.
And this is a wine that they suggest you pair with traditional babuati, which would be gorgeous, or a bolognese if you're a spaghetti fan, lasagna, grilled chicken, beef stew, any of those rich type winter, rather heavy dishes.
I was about
dishes.
To say, if it is just the right wine to have with most meals that we'll be having now in winter.
It's a beautiful
winter
wine.
For only $165.
Well, that's a good profile.
Only $165 for a bottle.
It's a quality wine. It's one of those. I would rate it as a prestige wine, but the price point is interesting because it's not going to kill you.
It's not.
And if you would like to taste this wine, I would have a bet right now. Maybe I'm wrong, but I'm going to just go for it and say you'll be able to taste it at Tops this weekend.
You're right. Oh my goodness, I lost. Yes, Saturday and Sunday between 12 and 2, we are tasting the Rickety Bridge Merlot so that everybody else can just have a taste of it and see how it goes with them, because it is a beautiful wine.
I would suggest that you do that if you would like to make absolutely sure. Otherwise, if you trust me, I'm a DJ.
What would you do?
No, I would recommend a case of this any day, because as you mentioned, we weren't on mic at the time, but you mentioned that this wine would benefit from lying down for a year or two.
That is very true. But time, it's going to be even greater. Mm. Those chocolate nuances are going to be even more. Those mulberries, that plum is going to be even more. Ooh. And much more lusher palate.
So you can drink it right now and revel in it, but as it ages, it's going to become even more pronounced.
Yes.
How lovely is that? That's an investment in the future. Future-proofing life the Balito way.
Mm.
And that's where you'll find good value at Tops at Lifestyle this weekend. You'll be able to have a taste of Rickety Bridge, and then you'll be able to buy to your heart's content. You've got good stock.
Yes, I've got a good stock.
And then, there are competitions that are still on the go.
That are ending tomorrow.
Is it tomorrow the last day?
Tomorrow is the last day for entry.
So tell us quickly about those.
Okay, so we've got two competitions. One for Hot Cabrera in partnership with Pierre Jordan. It's actually the same thing, just that one is stayed between. So they have two labels under them. So you get the Hot Cabrera range or the Pierre Jordan range. So from your Tranquils to your Hot Cabrera Chardonnay Pinot Noir blends, all those ones, the Pierre Jordan Brutes, the Demisec Brisés, all those ones, you can buy any of their bottles and just write your telephone number and your name in the back of the till slip, and then you get to win yourself and KitchenAid Artisan 4.8 liter stand mixer with over 11,000 rands.
Yo,
and it's not just the only competition we're running. There's also a Rock Cuisine competition. So you buy a bottle, just one bottle of Rock Cuisine, and then you just do the same, write the, your name at the back of the slip and your cell phone number, and then you put it in the entry box. Then you get to stand to win a field bar for yourself.
And those field bars are so sexy.
They're very sexy.
We were talking about them last week with Eamon, and we came to the conclusion that they're not very practical because they don't hold a hell of a lot.
But they look
so lovely.
Yes.
That you will just be the star of the show. Without one of those, you're not quite there. You see.
Just you and your plus one and a nice, cozy kind of setup in the park somewhere, enjoying a good glass of wine.
That's exactly the way to enjoy life to its fullest. And enjoy the competition is yours to enter. Tomorrow is the last day. We're holding thumbs for you. Hopefully in a week or so we'll be announcing the winners of both of those competitions. And possibly we'll be talking about you. So there it is for this week. The Rickety Bridge Wine of the Week from Tops at Lifestyle. The Rickety Bridge 2021 Merlot. It is highly recommended. Go and grab a bottle or two or three and enjoy the competition while you're there. Thank you so much for joining me, Amanda Mtembu.
Thank you for having me.
And we will chat again in the fullness of time, hopefully next week even, as soon as that.
I hope so too.
You're on the afternoon show on Radio Life and Style.